Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There is a fascinating shift going on in the Republican Party. A fascinating shift. Mitch McConnell, over the weekend, took a delegation of a few Republicans for security reasons, not disclosing it, just like Nancy Pelosi, and went to Kyiv in Ukraine and met with Zelensky, President Zelensky. There's a very welcome thing because the Republican Party leadership, other than him, and I am talking about Donald Trump, I'm talking about senators like Josh Hawley, I'm talking about people like Tucker Carlson, are pro-Putin. They're something special. They have pretty high opinion of themselves. They think they're like Roman senators. That's really the way they look on themselves. Senators from ancient Rome. They used to be carried in on velvet couches by slaves. People would dangle grapes in their mouth. That's the way our people look at it. Most of them are lazier than hell, do nothing but obstruct our government. And Rand Paul is the guy you remember that John McCain, this is a few years ago, John McCain was still in the Senate before, and Rand Paul held up the admission of Montenegro. This is a beleaguered country by Putin into NATO. Putin tried to have him assassinated, and Rand Paul is pro-Putin, he's pro-Russia. And he held that up, and John McCain got up and said that Rand Paul is working for Russia. Well, Rand Paul is still working for Russia. And he has held up aid to Ukraine, right wing, they're being slaughtered. He is absolutely a disgusting individual. Kentucky votes for him. The Kentucky votes for this Tom Massey, this congressman who's sort of like Rand Paul. And as an antidote, Moscow Mitch went to Kyiv to talk to Zelensky, and I was glad to see it. So there's a rift. And there's something like six or seven MAGA Trump-backed candidates for the Senate. If they're elected, they say they will not vote for Mitch McConnell as majority leader next time, number one. And number two, there are people in the Republican Party, they're out to get him. And not just the MAGA people. And it's really a split. It's an isolationist split. Go back to the Roosevelt era, where a big part of the Republican Party did not want to get into a war with Germany, even Nazi Germany, because he'd already been in a war with Germany in 1917. This is only 25 years later. They didn't want it again. And Roosevelt had to corral a handful of patriotic Americans among the Republicans, and there weren't many at the time. And the same thing is happening now. These isolationists would stand by and watch Putin murder anybody he wants right up to our shores. And that what these idiots don't understand is that the best defense is a good offense, and keeping him out of Europe and Eastern Europe is in the best interest of the United States. Absolutely the best interest of the United States. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Dick of Madison?
Well, Matt, you know, it's good they have a high opinion of themselves because most of the rest of the country doesn't. But here's hoping you can make it up to Madison tomorrow for the remote. Be great if you did. What I was going to say is, you know, with Moscow, Mitch, and Collins, and the four senators from the Republican side of the aisle that went to Ukraine, now I was just going to sit with Tucker Carlson and the rest of these, you know, treasonous. If they really stand for anything, they're going to attack, you know, these Republicans, I would think. I mean, what a horrible thing. They went over to the Ukraine over the weekend. And, you know, he's not down with that. So is that going to be his big attack line tonight? I don't know. I never watch him. But, you know, he's such a complete buffoon that I can't waste my time with him.
Yeah, you're raising a good point. And you know, here's the thing. And we said this on the show before. I'm going to give you the history of this. At what point could you arrest Tucker Carlson for treason? Or in extreme case, execute Tucker Carlson for treason? And the answer is that would not be lawful now. And everybody goes, oh, First Amendment, First Amendment. Well, yes and no. In war, there are different rules. And during World War II, there was a woman named Axis Sally, and there was a woman named Tokyo Rose. And these were basically Americans. You know, they spoke English the way you and I do. And they would pipe these messages to demoralize our GIs in combat. And they go, GI, GI, you know, if the Japanese get you, they'll torture you, or the Nazis, surrender, give up, give up. If we could have gotten them, they would have been arrested. And in my view, they would have been executed in the Second World War. They certainly would have been imprisoned for life. Now, not everybody was executed. Ezra Pound, who was considered a great poet, I've got to tell you something. I have read Ezra Pound's poetry. And I do not think he's a great poet. I do not. I like T.S. Eliot. I like a lot of contemporaries. I think he's a jerk, but he was also a traitor. And he was sort of like a Axis Sally and went over to the Nazis. And they threw him in jail. They threw him right in jail. That's where he belonged. Now, why can't you throw Tucker Carlson in jail? Because it's not a declaration of war. But I'll tell you this, if Putin launched against the United States and we got in a war with Putin and Carlson kept doing this, he'd be in Guantanamo in prison so fast it'd make your head spin. The man is a traitor. Rand Paul is a traitor. Donald Trump is a traitor. Anybody who is pro-Putin is a traitor because Russian organized crime is out to get us. They are our enemies. So anyway, thanks a lot for calling. Wisco Paul, you're next, my friend. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call this morning. First of all, I don't know what the Republican Party is going to run on this year. I guess it's everything is Joe Biden's fault. Vote for us even though we don't have a platform and we have no ideas on how to fix what's going on. Just vote Republican no matter what. The party is void of anything. But what I call in about with Rand Paul, they're responsible for people starving to death in this world because the Russians are blockading, I do believe it's the Black Sea there, Matt, the grain movement out of there. And it's going to also, it's going to cause inflation. I don't know where this ends with the Republican Party. They don't seem, not all of them, but most of them don't seem to care about the people of Ukraine and the people of the world. And I don't think they realize what's actually going on. The army in Ukraine is unbelievable. I can't believe how brave these people are. With that, I'll leave you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, you raised a point. Let me tell you something. Russia and Ukraine combined produce 30% of the world's wheat. Ukraine and Russia combined produce 80% of the world's sunflower oil, which is important for calories. And Russia is blockading Odessa. And it took over Mariupol, essentially. These are ports in the Black Sea, especially Odessa, that Ukraine uses to ship its grain. Its farmers have, they farm with guns to ward off the Ruskies. They farm with guns to ward off the Ruskies. What's going to happen is not starvation in the United States. There'll be higher prices in the United States. There'll be starvation in India. There'll be starvation in Africa and Asia. Now, India will hold it off for a while because they have put a ban on exports of wheat from India. So they may not actually starve, but they certainly, they're not like us. They're not going to help anybody and prevent them from starving. The only people who send in aid packages are Europe and the United States. 12% of the calories consumed in the world every year come out of Russia and Ukraine. And what the Russians have said to the third world as well as it's the sanctions that are making you starve. It's not the sanctions. Here's my message to Russia. Stop blockading Odessa. Let Ukrainian wheat go out. Russia is starving Africa and Asia. They're doing it deliberately. 12% of the calories in the world are consumed coming from that area, and they are blockading it. It's a genocide in Africa and Asia. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.